Well, a little over a week ago, the USDA gave us a pretty good indication of how large this year's crop is going to be, telling us we're going to see a record production in corn and the third largest soybean crop ever. They also gave their estimate on prices, thinking that corn will range anywhere from about $4.10 a bushel to $4.60. Ag economist Darrell Good says when you look at all the factors, that's probably a pretty accurate price.
I think they're right that, you know, we're going to be in the low to mid $4 range as an average price for this year. Even with some increase in consumption, we're going to have plentiful year-ending stocks.
And as far as the soybean picture, he said despite the large crop, demand will stay strong.
There's no question it's tight. Continues what we saw last year following the small crop of 2014, but with continued good demand for soybean meal and soybeans in the export market. We're going to use up most of this year's larger crop. And I think as long as those stocks look to be very tight, prices are going to be supported at much higher levels relative to corn than what we've seen in the past.
Well, the Farm Bill conferees are still working on the Farm Bill, and while there still are many differences of opinions on whether or not a new comprehensive long-term Farm Bill can be completed by the end of the year, National Cattlemen's Beef Association VP Colin Woodall thinks they're getting close, and he feels they'll get the job done.
I anticipate us having this bill done, signed, and delivered by Christmas, the way things are looking. We have had the face-to-face meeting, the conference committee. The four principal members of both Senate and House Ag committees have been meeting almost daily. Their staff are meeting daily. So we're making a lot of good progress here. I think we're going to finally, after 3 years, get this bill done.
Well, the Environmental Protection Agency has proposed a lower renewable fuel standard requirement for next year. That's the amount of renewable fuels that must be blended in the country's motor vehicle fuel supply. American Farm Bureau economist Matt Erickson feels this is a step in the wrong direction.
Frankly, this is going to lead, if finalized, to higher prices at the pump for consumers. Ethanol has been less expensive than gasoline for the last 2 or 3 years, continues to be so. And if the administration wants to restrict the amount of ethanol blended fuel available next year, that's going to come home to roost in terms of higher pump prices for Americans.
Well, looking at our agriculture prices, no change as far as cheese. Blocks remain at $1.82, barrels 175 and 3/4 of a cent per pound, and AA butter 165. Class 3 prices mixed to lower, November 1882, December down 9 to 1790, and January off 4 at 1734. Board of Trade, December corn drops a dime, 412 a bushel, March off 9.5 to 421. Beans are higher, January up 7 to 1287 and 3/4 of a cent, March now at 1273 and 1/4 of a cent, and December wheat down 2.25 to 642. Livestock from Equity, slaughter cows, cut and utilities, 72 to 90. Most of slaughter cows, 52 to 71. Replacement bull calves, $1 to 220. Heifer calves, 60 to 155. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers to $1.27. Holstein steers, 98 to 109. Butcher hogs, 60 to 70. With feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 30 to 50. And feeder lambs, 145 and down. And that is your lowdown on agricultural prices. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.